Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
And let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name. We are happy to be in your house and in your presence. I ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to us this morning. And let your presence be so strong here in Jesus' mighty name. And let the people of God say, amen.
Amen.
Give Jesus another hand clap. And you may be seated. God bless you. Will you please turn your Bibles with me to Exodus chapter 6. And we're reading from verse 6 to 7. From the New King James Version of the Bible.
New King James Version.
Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Tell your neighbor, God is a burden lifter. And you will lift your burdens. Matthew 11:28-30. This time from the New Living Translation. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Finally, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, there's a standing invitation from God to all of us. It's an invitation that we should bring our issues to him. The issues we contend with in this life. We can summarize all our challenges in this life under three broad categories. Burdens, worries, and cares. Everybody say burdens, say worries, and then cares. And Jesus is saying to all of us, the Lord is saying to all of us, that whatever our burdens are, whatever our worries are, whatever our cares are, we can bring them to him. Anything you are battling with in this life, anything you're struggling with, anything that is frustrating you, causing you pain and sorrow, whatever worries you such that you can't even sleep at night, you lay your head on the pillow, but all sorts of things are running in your mind. So the night runs through and you don't sleep for even 1 second. Whatever is a source of distress to you in this life, no matter what it is, the Lord is saying to you, bring that thing to me. Why? Because I can handle it. Put your hands together for Jesus. You know, last week I mentioned to you that we have to actually give whatever our burden or worry or care is, we have to actually give it to the Lord. Because often we claim that, oh, I've given it to the Lord. But the truth is that we haven't. We're still holding on to things. And we are tugging and pulling. And I want you to understand that God will never contend with you over your burdens, over your worries, and over your cares. He is only likely to deal with them when you hand them over to Him. Because God will not share His glory with anybody else. If you are also pulling, and God is also pulling, at the end of the day, when the solution comes, it'll be very easy for you to think that this is your doing. And so the glory that must go to the Lord, He doesn't get it. But the point when He takes over is the point when you say, I surrender it all to you. I yield it all to you. I've done what I can, tried all I know, seen so many people for help, applied all kinds of things, but it ain't working. So now I've come to the point where I say, take it. I say to the Lord, take everything, because you can handle it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one of the reasons why we struggle to hand over things to the Lord is because there's a doubt. Because we doubt, or we have unbelief, that God cannot really handle it. Or even if we think that He can, we have this lingering doubt in our minds as to whether He will. And I guess that is what, you know, our challenge is a lot of the times. So we have doubts. And the truth is, we don't really believe that God will do what He said He will do. There is a story in the Bible in Mark chapter 9. It's a story of a man whose son had a very complex problem. Complex because the boy was epileptic. He was deaf. He was dumb. And he was suicidal. Now that is complex. And I presume that the father had done everything that he can to get a solution to his son's problem. But nothing worked. And I warned that he must have heard about Jesus. Heard about the great things that he was doing. And he decided to bring his son to Jesus. And tell him all his problems. When he came, Jesus was not there. But nine of the disciples were. They did everything they could to help the boy. And they were overconfident. Because God had used them powerfully before. And it is easy to be presumptuous. And take a lot of things for granted. But we always have to get to the point of always trusting God. And always fixing our eyes on Him. They did what they could. The nine disciples. But they couldn't solve the problem. And then thankfully and mercifully, Jesus arrived in the nick of time. May he always arrive on time.
Amen.
For you. At your point of greatest need, may he always be
Amen.
There. When you are overwhelmed and you don't know where to turn or what to do, may Jesus show up in
Amen.
Your life. So he came and he inquired what was happening. Now, in verse 20 of Mark chapter 9, and they brought the boy to Jesus. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground. This is King James Version. And fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And she said, of a child. That means since he was a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Then this is what the father said to Jesus. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Perhaps when he was coming to look for Jesus, he had a lot of faith. But when he saw how the 9 disciples struggled to deal with the problem, his faith dissipated. And that is why he said what he said to Jesus. But this was the response Jesus gave to
him.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. But look at the next thing that he said. He said, help thou my unbelief. So there are times when you are battling between belief and unbelief. He said to Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. The good news is that Jesus was merciful to him and was gracious to him. May the Lord be merciful to you, my friend, and may he deal graciously with you. Even when there are some doubts and fears, may his grace reach out to you and may he come through for you. Hallelujah. And I want you to get to a point where you cast out every unbelief in your mind concerning what you are believing God for. There's a hymn like that. Be gone, unbelief. My Savior is near. And for my relief will surely appear. By prayer let me wrestle, and he will perform with Christ in the vessel. I smile at the storm. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. Lift up your right hand and shout and say, be gone, unbelief. Say it again, be gone, unbelief. My Savior is near, and he will come through for me. And because he is in my vessel, I will smile at every storm. I declare to somebody today, God is putting you at a place where you can smile at every storm of your life. No matter how raging that storm is, no matter how strong that storm is, no matter how frightening that storm is, no matter how wild the winds are blowing, you will have that ability to smile at the storm because Jesus in your vessel. Lift up your right hand and shout, I receive it. 3 times. 2, 3, and clap your hands and bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will smile at your storm.
Amen.
You will. And people will look at you in amazement. That this guy, what is wrong with you? Your business isn't working. Your health is in a terrible shape. You don't have any money in your accounts. They just sacked you from the office. Your marriage is struggling. Your husband is about to leave you. Your children are not doing well. And things are not working in your life. Yet there's still a smile on your face. And you tell them that I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. Yes, I know that my account is empty. I know that the business is not working. I know that people have betrayed and abandoned me. I know that my children are not as well as I want them to be. But I still have joy and I can smile at the storm because I know that Jesus is working things out for me. Can I hear a believer clap his or her hands and bless the name of Jesus? So, you want to ask me, Pastor? How do I really know that he can handle it? How do I know? Yeah, I'm excited about everything you're telling me. I am happy about what you're telling me. That the Lord can handle it. But how do I know? Now, the only proof I can give you is from his word. It's from where? It's from his word. So how do I know that he can handle it? Number one, because he's the one who can do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. You can know that the Lord can handle your burdens. He can handle your worries. He can take care of your cares. Because he is the one who can do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 20-21. Ephesians 3:20-21. What does it say there? Can we read it together? Ready, go.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Next verse. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Hallelujah. But go back to the verse 20. And think about what the word of God is saying. Here, God's credentials are being defined. That the Lord you are bringing your burdens to, the one you are casting your worries upon, and placing your cares under his feet, he is the one who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. That is the one you are presenting your issues to. And you ask me, can he really handle it? I can confidently answer and say, yes, he can. Yes, he can. Because he's the one who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask, and even beyond that, above all that you think. You know, sometimes you don't even know how to ask, but you are thinking. And it is amazing that God can look beyond what you are asking for and identify what you are even thinking about that you need in your life. Even that one, he is able to do it. And so you can bring your issues to him. Your burdens, your worries, your cares. He can handle it because he's the one who is able to do exceeding, abundant, above all. Everybody say all. Somebody say all. Somebody shout it out and say all. Shout above all that I can ask for. Above all that I'm thinking about. What you are thinking about, what you need, that you've not been able to put in words, he can see that one too, and he's able to deal with that situation. Shall I hear you? Clap your hands and bless his name. He is able. He's more than able to do much more than I could ever dream. He's able, he's more than able to do just what he said he will do. He is able. Is more than able to accomplish what concerns me today. He's able, is more than able. See, he can handle anything that comes my way. And he's able, he's more than able to do much more than I could ever dream. He's able, more than able to make me what he wants. Lift your hands and sing it again. Oh, he's able. He's more than able. My God is to do much more than I could ever dream. He's able. More than able. He's able to make you what he wants you to be. So if you ask me, how do I know that he can handle it? Because he is the one who can do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or even imagine. Number two, I know that the Lord can handle your burdens, your worries, your cares, because nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is too hard for him. Jeremiah 32 verse 17, New Living Translation. Jeremiah 32 verse 17, it says, O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and earth by your strong hand and powerful arm. Nothing. Somebody say nothing is too hard for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 27,
Jeremiah 32,
New King James Version.
New King James Version.
Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? That's what we sing about. Is that not so? Go to F. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything Is there anything to have for me? Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Oh, is there anything? Is there anything to ask for? And that's what the Lord is asking you. Is there anything? Is there anything? Anything? Anything to ask?
To ask
for me? Oh,
is there anything?
Shout hallelujah. He can handle it because nothing is too hard for him. Shout, I believe it. Shout it again, I believe it. Shout it one more time, I believe it. Number three, the Lord can handle it because with God, everything is possible. With God, everything is possible. Matthew 19, 23 to 26. Matthew 19, 23 to 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth. It is very hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. I will say it again. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were astounded. They said, then who in the world can be saved? They asked. And Jesus looked at them intently. It was like, what are you even thinking? And he said, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. Humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, somebody say, but with God, everything is possible. The marriage challenge, it is possible that he can handle it. The financial issues, it is possible that he can handle it. The spiritual problems, it is possible he can handle it. The health issues, it is possible he can handle it. Your work issues, it is possible he can handle it. Yes, I know. You've done what you can. Tried all you know. Seen so many different people for help. And it hasn't worked. And the reason why it hasn't worked, because humanly speaking, it's impossible. Have you been there before? You're dealing with something. Everything you know to do, you have done. Everything you can think of trying, you're trying. You've approached different people for help. Everyone has failed you. Some of the people you went to, they wish they can help you, but they can't. They can't do anything about it. There are times when doctors are overwhelmed by some of the cases that come up before. What do you say? They've tried it. And sometimes they are genuinely puzzled. Why is the problem not going
on?
You become like a guinea pig. They've tried everything on you. All kinds of drugs and medication have been pumped into your system. But you're not getting any better. And I know why you're not getting any better. Because humanly speaking, it's impossible. But I'm glad that the story doesn't end there. But with God. I'm glad that this verse doesn't end with humanly speaking, it is impossible, and that's it. It goes on and says, but with God. But with God. Everything is possible. Oh, say it again, but with God. What I'm looking for, I can get it. But with God, my needs can be met. But with God, my problems can be solved. Because He is the God before whom everything is possible. Shall I believe it? Luke chapter 1, verse 37. New King James Version. Luke 1:37. It says, for with God, nothing will be impossible. This was the message that Angel Gabriel brought to Mary. He appeared to her and told the Hail Mary full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. God has located you. And wants to do a phenomenal miracle through you. You are a virgin. But you are going to get pregnant. Because the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. And you will take seed and you will have a child and that child will be called the savior of the world. You will call him Jesus because he will save the world from their sins. And Mary's response to the angel is, what is this that you are saying? How is this possible? Because I'm a virgin. What is this thing that you are saying about the Holy Spirit will come upon you? It sounds very weird. And I can't really relate with these things. I don't think it is possible. And that is when the angel said to her, for with God, nothing will be impossible. Nothing will be impossible. For with God, nothing is impossible. It's not possible to be impossible. And with God, every promise shall come true, for we know surely all things he can do. And it goes and says, I expect a miracle today. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. Lift your hand and say, I expect a miracle today. For with God, nothing is impossible. It's not possible to be impossible. And with God, every promise shall come true, for we know surely all things he I expect a miracle. Wave to the Lord and tell him, I expect a miracle today. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. What is your response? I expect a miracle today. And may God meet you at your point of need. What you are expecting from him, today, may he grant it unto you. As today is called today, may God meet you at the point of your need. And what you expect from him, may he grant it unto you. Receive your met expectation. Your needs will be met. Your burdens will be lifted. Your cares will be taken care of. Shall I receive it three times? Two.
I receive it.
Three.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands and bless his name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the last one. How you can know that God can handle it. You can be certain that God can handle it. Because he is able. He's what? Able. Daniel chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. New King James Version. Daniel 3, 16 to 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve, notice what they said, is able to deliver us. He is able to do what? He is able to deliver us. Underline, he is able to deliver in your Bible. He is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. You know the story of these three Hebrew boys. How they refused to bow down to the golden image of King Nebuchadnezzar. The king had instructed that when the trumpet sounds, everybody in his kingdom was to bow down and worship a golden image of himself that he had constructed. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, their response was, we shan't. We shan't. They were summoned before the king. And the king said, maybe you woke up from the wrong side of bed. That's why you can say what you're saying. But I'm a kind person. I will let it slide. All I need you to do, the next time the trumpet sounds, just come and bow down before my golden image. We will let bygones be bygones. And we'll just move on from there. And their response to the king is that, Papa King, we don't have to think twice about the answer that we are giving to you. The God we serve, he is able to deliver. He is able to deliver. And I like the impudence of these three guys. They say, even if he doesn't deliver, we shan't bow. We shan't worship. We shan't compromise. We will not go against our convictions. Even if he doesn't deliver us, we won't worship your golden image. They said to the king, he is able to deliver. He is able to deliver. My Messiah, he's able to deliver. My Messiah, he's able to deliver. He's able to rescue. He's able to rescue. My Messiah, he's able to rescue.
My Messiah is able to rescue. And rescue them, he did. They had faith in him that the God we serve, to whom we've committed our all, he is able to deliver us. And no matter what crisis you find yourself in today, whatever fire you find yourself in, whatever pit you have landed in, hear thou the word of the Lord unto you. The God you serve, the one you've committed your life to, he is able to deliver you and to rescue you from that financial problem, from that health issue, from the marital issue, from every spiritual complication of your life, from any situation that is blowing your mind. He is able to deliver you and to make a way where there seems to be no way. Shout and say, I hear you. Romans 14 verse 4. Who are you to judge another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand. And look at the last thing he says. For God is able to make him stand. Wherever you ought to be standing and you find yourself falling, may God uphold you.
Amen.
May God strengthen you.
Amen.
And may God cause you to stand.
Amen.
Why? Because he's able to make me stand.
Amen.
Shout with me. God is able to make me stand.
2
Corinthians 9 verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. He says God is able to make all grace abound toward you. There are different kinds of grace. There are different types of grace. There's a particular type of grace you need for that particular challenge of your life. So then I prophesy into your life. May that very specific grace you need for your situation, may that grace be released into your life. Take it one. Take it two. Take it three. That grace that you need to solve that marital issue, may that grace come unto you. That grace that you need to turn your business round, may that grace come unto you. That grace that you need for your healing and your deliverance, may that grace come unto you. That grace that you need to pull you from that hole, to take you out of the miry clay, and to set you on high, may that grace be released into your life. Receive the very grace that you need in Jesus' mighty name. Clap your hands and bless Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him. He is able to keep what I have committed to him. So what have you committed to the Lord? Is it your children? Some of us, when our children are going to school, we are very disturbed and worried, especially when they are going to Form 1, senior high school, first experience in the boarding house. The first time they've been away from home, out of your view, and you're wondering, will they be okay? I can understand your apprehensions, because a lot of children, they were very nice and sweet until they went to senior high school, and they turned into something that you can barely recognize. Because all kinds of things happen in our schools. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are certain situations that you met that you were not used to. But you went to secondary school, met a certain kind of boy, met a certain kind of girl, and it turned your whole world round and ripped everything apart for you. As a parent, you hear of some of these bizarre stories. And as your child is going, ask yourself, will he be all right? Will my sweet, precious thing come back to me as innocent as he is going to school? Commit that situation unto the Lord, because he is able to keep what you have committed unto him. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2 verse 18. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. That means God is able to help you. So where do you need help? In which area of your life do you need help? You can present that situation to the Lord, and you can be sure that he can handle it, because he is able to aid you, or he is able to help you. Hebrews 7:25. Therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost. That means he's able to save completely those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. God is able to save you completely, because God, he doesn't do things half and half. He doesn't do things piece by piece. He doesn't do things thought. Small. Like he'll bring you to a certain point and then leave you and abandon you. He's not like that, because he's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He who has begun a good work in you will be faithful to bring it to completion. You can give him your burdens, hand your worries over to him, cast your cares before him, and know that he can handle it, because he is the God who is able to save to the uttermost those who come to him. And finally, Jude chapter 1 verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Many times when I'm releasing the benedictions over you, this is what I quote. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Ladies and gentlemen, God is able to keep you from stumbling. You can hand over every situation to him and know that he can handle it, because he's the God who is able to keep you from stumbling. Sometimes you want to start a new venture, a new project, but you are afraid whether it will work, whether it will stand. It's like, when I open this business, will it work? If I relocate, will my business work? If I dare to invest in this thing, will it work? I say to you, my friend, commit it unto the Lord. Hand it over to him and know that he can handle it, because the God you serve, he is able to keep you from stumbling. From today, anything you put your hands to, anything you set out to do, by way of work, by way of business, by way of investment, I release a certain grace upon you. The grace that will cause that business to work, the grace that will cause things to go well, the grace that will prevent things from collapsing right before you. May the God who is able to keep you from stumbling uphold you and uphold everything that has to do with you. Rise up to your feet, put your hands together for Jesus, and let's bless his name this morning. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We exalt your name. Thank the Lord right now. Thank him. Thank him right now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. He is able He's more than able to do much more than I could ever dream. Lift your hands and sing to the Lord. He's able. He's more than able. Oh, to make me what he wants. Every voice lifted and sang. He is able. He's more than able to do much more than I could ever dream. He's able, more than able. I know to make me what he wants. He can make me what he wants me to be.
To make me what he wants me to be.
And when the ocean strikes and thunders roar, I will soar with him above the storm. Father, you are king. Oh, I will be still
and know you are God.
I will be still.
I will be still and know you.
Sing this with me. Hide me now. Hide me now.
Hide me.
Everybody sing under your wings.
Under your
give him your burdens, give him your worries, give him your cares. Tell him, cover me.
Cover me.
Cover me within your mighty hand.
Within your mighty hand.
When the oceans rise.
When the oceans rise.
And thunders roar. I will song with you.
I will
song with you. Song with you. Above the storm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that you are the king. Over every flood of my life.
I will be still.
I will be still. And know you are God. You are God. I will be still. I like the second verse. Find rest, my soul. Tell it.
Find rest, my soul.
In who? Somebody tell me in who?
Christ.
That's right. In Christ alone. Know his power. And this week, may you experience his power as you wait on him in quietness and trust. Oceans rise.
When the oceans rise
and thunders roar, I will soar with you
above
the storms. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I know that you are the king over every flood.
I will be still.
And I will know that you are God. You are God. Yes, you are. One more time. I will be still and know.
I will be still
and know. You are God. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Perhaps somebody invited you to today's service. But you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's a very important step you need to take for your life. If you want him to handle your burdens, your worries, and your cares. Today, you have a fine opportunity to surrender your life to Jesus. Perhaps you are watching the streaming live or later on, but you need Jesus in your life. And you know that you don't have a certain kind of relationship with him. But I want to pray with you. I want to guide you to take the step that will bring him into your life. And once he comes in, he will handle your burdens, your worries, your cares, if you commit them to him. I want to lead you in a simple prayer. That's what it takes. A simple prayer prayed with simple childlike faith. It's able to bring about the greatest miracle ever, which is the miracle of salvation. Would you please say this prayer with me? Say, "Dear Lord Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Oh God, please forgive me for all my sins. Wash me. Make me brand new. Cleanse me from all my faults. Today, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you my all. Be my Lord. Be my King. Change my life forevermore. From today, I will serve you. I will follow you and I will live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' mighty name. And let the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.